Van Moes versus witticisms in four rounds. Round one. Their kiss was cunning in its entirety, not a slow, amateurish smooching or a quick pornographic sliver-like darting of the tongues, but like the expertly interwoven strings of loom produced not by an overworked laborer in a Chinese factory, but by the proud hand of an American master craftsman. Round two. Gaius Lucius Serpentis, his muscles ripping under their own weight, raised his gladius above his head in a mocking salute to his opponent, who, being a Gaul, just mispronounced morituri te salutant in his ingrained desire to keep the Gaulic language free from the foreign influences, and now was about to be condemned to death by the vulgar Latin-speaking audience. Round three. When the ship emerged from the hyperspace, Lieutenant Commander Dated found with horror that his finger that he had picked his nose with just prior to the warp jump now was inside the shirt of Dr. Natalia Chekova, perhaps guided there by the forces of Smith's Law that dictates that males are attracted to females at the rate that twice exceeds the gravitational speed. Fortunately, it was prevented from sliding further down not by the Wilson's law making the space travel possible, but by the tightness of the good doctor's pens. Round 4. Blinded by the blue rays of the planet Avatar, the craft overshoot the base, clipped the top branch of the Tree of Life, was swallowed by Shmeropteroctis, passed through his digestive tract, was cut from the theatrical release, and left in a pile of guano waiting for the director's version.